Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Nun Gimel, Brachos 53. In today's Daf Yomi, we comment on a line from the Mishnah that we learned on 51b. Our Mishnah said that if somebody ate something and they forgot and they did not make a blessing after eating, that Beis Shammai is of the position that they should go back to their original spot and make the blessing, whereas Beis Hillel says that they should make the blessing exactly where they in the place where they remembered that they had forgotten to make the blessing. So says our Gemara, Amar Rav Zvid v'itema Rav Dimi bar Abba machokis b'shachach. Are the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is only in a situation where the person forgot to make the blessing. Aval b'meize, but if they intentionally didn't make the blessing, then divrei kol yachzor l'mkom l'vivrach. But if he intentionally did not make the blessing, even Beis Hillel would say he should go back to his original spot and only make the blessing there. So the Gemara says, well, this is obvious. Pshita v'shachach tanan. The Mishnah says somebody who forgot, which obviously means that according to Beis Hillel, he would obviously need to go back if he intentionally forgot. So the Gemara says, no, you might have thought to adin afil b'mezin. You might have thought that Beis Shammai's position and Beis Hillel's position are even talking about intentionally. And Beis Hillel would say, even intentionally, you can recite the blessing where you are. V'hai dekatani v'shachach. Shachach, and the only reason why our Mishnah mentions in a case where it forgot is to tell us that Beis Shammai's position is even if he forgot and he did it unintentionally, he has to go back. And so therefore, Rebbe Zvid is coming to teach us that this dispute is only in a case where somebody forgot accidentally and they didn't make the blessing. That's where Beis Shammai says that you have to go back, and Beis Hillel says that you do not have to go back. So says our Gemara that there's a brisa, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, so that Beis Hillel challenges Beis Shammai. With Divreichem, according to your opinion that the person has to go back to the place where he ate in order to make the blessing, let's say we have a circumstance, Misha Achal Barosh Abira, where somebody ate on top of a tower. He ate all the way on the top of a tower, Vishachach. And then he forgot to make the blessing, v'yarad, and he descended the tower, v'obeirach, and he didn't make the blessing. Yachzor l'rosh habira v'yivarach, are you going to say he has to go up, climb all the way back up the tower and make the blessing? It's not logical to say that the rabbis made this person work to such a degree. How is that logical? It's way too hard to do. Certainly the sages didn't intend him to go that far. And since our sages are not going to make a person go to such a degree, the rabbis generally don't try and make subjective laws. They try and make clear principles. And so therefore, it's logical to say that the rabbis never required somebody to go back to their place in order to make the blessing. So Beis Shammai responds to Beis Hillel with a beautiful line. He says, L'divreichem, according to your opinion, Misha Shachach Arnaki Barosh Abira, if somebody forgot, let's say they forgot a wallet on top of the tower, if you forgot your wallet filled with silver and gold on top of the tower, wouldn't you go back up and get the wallet? Of course you would go back up and get the wallet. So too in this circumstance, if he's going to go back up the tower for his own honor, of course, lichvod shemayim l'kol shekein, of course, for the honor of heaven, of course he would climb back up. Even though it's really not a pure analogy, because what's the real analogy between the arnike, between the wallet and the blessing? The wallet, if you don't go back up, presumably you're going to lose it. And so, but by a blessing, you could say the blessing where you are. You're not going to completely lose it. So Ben Yoyada points this out, and he says, no, because even in the case of the wallet, the person wouldn't necessarily lose it. He would wait for somebody else who's going up the tower and say, bring it down for me. But we know that a person wouldn't do that because he'd be so stressed out about getting his money back that he would want to get it right away. And so therefore, Beis Shammai says, yeah, you should climb back up the tower immediately. So then the Gemara says, Hanu Trei Talmidei, there were once two students, Chad Ave B'Shogei K'Beis Shammai, one does it in a case where he forgot accidentally, ruled like Beis Shammai. That meaning to say, even though he left his place, he went back to the initial place in order to make the blessing. And he went stringently like Beis Shammai. And in the merit of this, that he followed Beis Shammai, Ashkach Arnika de Dahava, he found a wallet filled with gold. We see from here, he says the Marsha, that why is he getting a wallet full of gold? Because that is to fulfill the teaching of Beis Shammai, where Beis Shammai gave a parable that if you forgot your gold, you'll go back. So since this student went back for the blessing, he was merited with the wallet full of gold. And we see from here an important principle that when a tzaddik says something like Beis Shammai, that even though He was said it just as a parable, just as an analogy. It was like a decree from God. And that's why this person merited to receive the wallet filled with gold under those circumstances. The Charavid, a different student, followed the position. They followed like Pesil, and intentionally, meaning to say they went the opposite degree. Even in the case of an intentional situation, they followed it like Pesil, and it didn't end well for him. A lion ate this person. And the commentaries wonder, why is the lion eating him? Didn't we say that earlier in our Gemara, you're not supposed to follow Beis Shammai if the law is like Beis Hillel? And so they say that maybe under these circumstances, one of the answers is students Rabbeinu Yonah, that even Beis Hillel admits that Beis Shammai is correct in this place. And so therefore, it's the best thing to do would be to go back to your original place. And then the Gemara says that Rabbi Bar Chana was once on a caravan and he was traveling and he forgot his to say the blessing, but he said, well, I can't tell people that I forgot the blessing because they'll tell me to bless God where I am because they say God is everywhere. So instead he said, you know what I'm going to do? He said he forgot a gold dove, a gold bird. And then they let him go back and he made the blessing and he made the blessing where he was. And on his way back, he merited to find an actual gold dove. So how is he able to lie? So the Taz says he lied because he wanted to follow the proper halacha. However, the Eliyahu Rabba said he didn't lie, because really the mitzvah of making the blessing in its proper place was as precious to him as a gold dove. And that's why it wasn't a lie, because he really did forget a gold dove.